EMPShield.com.
Hey everyone, as I meet and talk with more of you, I'm learning that most of you rely on holistic and natural modalities to keep yourselves healthy. I'd like to introduce you to a 24-year technology from Europe that's available right here in the U.S. This device that you can use in your home helps increase blood circulation in 74% of our bodies and provides many health benefits for people and animals. Some of you already know about it. Call me at 970-515-6882 to learn more and schedule a complimentary session.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. War in Ukraine. More nations are actually getting involved, and Russia is beginning to name the aggressors openly. This is out of the endtimeheadlines.org to begin with. Fuming Kremlin propagandists threatened nuclear strikes on the West today after Germany agreed to send tanks to Ukraine. This was actually yesterday. Comes after German Chancellor Olaf Scholz folded to international pressure. Unipolar pressure. And directed pleas from President Volodymyr Zelensky. He was begging, please, please send me tanks. He will now send a squadron of Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. Well, there's going to be a hitch. We'll tell you in just a second. I'll tell you in a second. It's going to allow the NATO allies to re-export a dozen more. Kremlin today hit back saying, now listen to this. You know, in World War I, Europe was at war. United States, the conflict, we were basically not involved, didn't want to get involved, but eventually we would get involved by a plan by sinking a ship. World War II, we didn't want to get involved, but there was a plan, attack Pearl Harbor. So what's it going to take to get the American people totally behind this war in Ukraine, America's war with Russia? Well, so here's what happens. The Kremlin hit back saying, tanks supplied by Germany and the United States will burn like all the rest. And in Moscow, the TV, there's a gentleman by the name of Yevgeny Satanovsky. He said warheads should be launched on the center of German democracy. So, there are some that want to send and to nuke Germany. Well, here's the thing. The German people, the Russian people are very upset with Russia. Why? Because the Russian people and the German people, they're actually brothers, their family. The Slavic nations, the European, Western, Central, Eastern, they're all family. There you had Noah. Noah had three sons. Japheth, Shem, Ham. Japheth means light-skinned. Ham was dark-skinned, and Shem was in between. But these three sons of Noah, they were different in their skin color. And it didn't mean that any would be superior over the other. It just meant that they were still family. But the lighter-skinned family that went north and west into Europe are family. And here Russia is basically saying this to Germany. Okay? You would take and prefer to align yourself with the unipolar West, the make enemy your make Russia your enemy, target and Russia by helping Zelensky, rather than staying. How do I phrase it? Boy, I'm trying to figure out how do I phrase this. Germany is high-stepping to the wishes of the unipolar West, to the globalist plans for the world. And the globalist plans will include Germany if Germany high-steps as they're ordered. And this is what Germany is doing. Once again, yes, we will high-step. We will send jack-booted soldiers into the battle in Ukraine, but first we'll send you the Leopard tanks. This is really, it's going to escalate. It's continuing to escalate. It's not going to stop. What is the answer? We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our dear love. the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
So now Germany's at war with Russia. Again, rather than what Germany is doing, again, is high-stepping in stride with the unipolar global orders of the Luciferians of the Last Reich. The Last Reich. Many call it the Fourth Reich. I call it the Last Reich or the Antichrist Reich. And Germany is going along with the wishes of empire, forced to go along with the wishes of empire. You see, Russia is going to... You think Russia cut the gas and the energy off to Russia? I'm sorry, Russia cut the energy and gas off to Germany in the near past? Guess what? Russia would go ahead and blow up the Nord Stream 1 and 2 to keep any fuel, any energy from reaching Germany. This is really anathema. This is unforgiving. Russia's not going to forget. Vladimir Putin, he's gone to a new strategy. And part of that strategy, so I'm reading an article from yesterday. Well, guess what happened while you were sleeping this morning? You were dreaming about the age of Aquarius. You were dreaming about sitting on a beach drinking a daiquiri. And Russia was bombing the living daylights once again out of the electrical grid in Ukraine. Russia is not going to put up with this. Vladimir Putin is not going to put up with this. Vladimir Putin is at war with the United States. It's undeclared. With the European countries, with the NATO countries, which are surrounding Russia. And Putin, he slept like a baby last night. I promise you, he didn't lose any sleep. He has this under control. He's already 20 moves out ahead of the Pilgrim Society that has tried to destroy his country minimum 3 and now a 4th time in the last century. Vladimir Putin, this man was trained, and this man was the best student. Best student. He wasn't elected to anything. He won the second election, but he was put in. He was put in power by Vladimir Yeltsin, Boris Yeltsin, initially, in 2000, the first day of this century. Then Medvedev won the next election, but eventually the people in Russia, they realized Medvedev did not have the background, did not have the knowledge, the understanding, the insight, the foresight that Vladimir Putin had. Vladimir Putin, once he resumed as president of Russia, he has done nothing but make Russia great. You can hate him. You can hate Russia, which is not communist. You can disagree with me. It's okay. The facts are the facts. America, European nations, NATO, they are doing nothing with sanctions, with bullets, with tanks, with... They're doing nothing to hurt Russia in any way. You know, railroad tracks or the metal... the rail ties, that steel is, I mean, it is hard. You can't do anything to it. But the thing is this: if you were to take a hammer and start beating just one square foot, just keep beating it, beating it, beating it, beating it, it will actually get stronger. It will get stronger as you beat it. Keep on beating Russia. Keep on attacking. the more this foolish nation and these Western nations and the NATO nations that have gone along with America in this unipolar, Luciferian, globalist plan, the more they beat, the stronger Russia will get. And Russia must be strong for her coming destiny. Her destiny is to move with these other nations into the Middle East, into present-day Jordan. And there is where God will destroy Russia. America won't. America with European nations won't. America with the European nations and the NATO nations and even China, they're not going to destroy Russia. God declares in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, that is going to be his duty. That's his responsibility. He will punish Russia when they move into present-day Jordan with other nations to occupy the neighboring territory, the area next to Israel, with the intention of taking what Israel has and using it for their future. You see, Russia, should they be victorious in that coming battle in Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russia will be the hegemon of the world. It will be. But that's not her destiny. Her destiny is to, right at the present time, to be a shield, to be a protector of all the nations around Russia, protect them from the unipolar plans of the Luciferian globalists. And Russia will. And Russia will defend them also with missiles, nukes, but they won't use the nukes. So, now, here's another thing here in this article. German tanks appearing in Ukraine will definitely mean German territory, military bases, and other sites as legitimate targets. Whoopsie daisy, Scholz is not sleeping now. Russia is going to target, possibly, German territory, their missile bases, other sites, legitimate targets. We are witnessing the beginning of the wars that are never going to stop. I repeatedly say, and other people, I mention what I'm going to mention to you, to other people. I tell them that I am convinced through studying the prophecies in the Bible, looking at each prophecy, and many of these prophecies must take place in the last 10 years. I'll give you the best example I can give you. The War of Armageddon. That will happen in the last decade, right at just prior to Christ's return. But now as you go back, let's say 8 years from that war, Russia is going to be destroyed. And when Russia is destroyed by God on the mountains of Israel, which are not in present-day Israel, Israel will take over and occupy present-day Jordan, then those mountains will become Israel's mountains, and that is where Russia is going to be destroyed. But that takes place about 8 years, 7 years and a half maybe before Armageddon. And just before Armageddon, about a month maybe ahead of Armageddon, at least a month, America is going to be destroyed by the coming Antichrist. It's in Revelation chapter 17. America will be destroyed before Armageddon. And in that destruction of this end of the world, Babylon the Great, America, God says that he will destroy America, but he will use Antichrist and 10 other powers to destroy this country. But 8 years before this country, or 7 years roughly before this country is destroyed, Russia will be punished. Not totally. We, America, the New World Order, the globalist, unipolar, Luciferian West, will be completely, totally burned. Burned. But Russia, 1/6, will remain after that war is over. 1/6 of the armies that come into that battle will remain. I'm giving you some future insight. And this Russian war isn't too far off, but before Russia goes to that war, Russia must be like that hardened steel that I just mentioned to you. They must be a beat, 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 conflict, conflict, conflict. They won't lose. And the more you beat on that metal, the harder it gets. And while we're sleeping, while we were sleeping tonight, Russia took the missiles that these ignoramuses in the UK have been saying that Russia's out of missiles. Well, I think there was 18 of them, and these aren't like the 4th of July fireworks. No way. No, these things, when they hit the target, and these things aren't like shooting a bottle rocket, a pop bottle rocket. No, a pop bottle rocket, you can't really control that thing. Wherever it goes, it goes. But not with these missiles that Russia's fighting. They pick a window on a military base that they want to hit, and they will hit that missile. The tip of that missile will go into that window, and whatever's inside, outside, in the surrounding area, it's history. And they're targeting the electric grid. We are witnessing, and American people, honest, I know. I listen to, don't tell the guys here at the station that I listen to occasionally. I sneak in a little bit of, I listen here and there to other stations because I want to hear what they're saying. They don't say anything that we're saying here, in a sense. We do, in a sense, I would say that we're not bragging, but the reality is we are talking about things that they don't discuss on some of the other stations. And they are not discussing. Most of the other stations are 100% anti-Russia. The Christians, anti-Russia, anti-Putin, pro-Zelensky, pro-Ukraine, pro-Nazis, pro-unipolar, Luciferian, New World Order, secret society members, and they don't understand, but we do. Why? I don't know. I guess there are no accidents. I guess God just puts us at the right place at the right time. Now another thing is, I've been taking some of my thoughts right out of the air. I have been putting together what I've been considering, and now with these, I was talking to one of the guys here at the station yesterday, and I told him that these tanks that are being sent into Ukraine are going to have nukes on them, and I'm going to have to hold that thought for just a second, but they're going to have nukes. This is why Russia is considering putting, when America puts those tanks in Ukraine, Russia considers that a nuclear war. And I'll tell you why in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Nil desperandum, never despair. That is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
A soldier in Afghanistan whose neck had been deeply sliced by shrapnel had a pressure bandage applied for several hours, but no clot had formed. The pressure bandage was removed, bleed stop was applied, and within 2 minutes the bleeding had completely stopped. Bleed stop. Safe in the wound? Find bleed stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the bleed stop button at the top of the page.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
This was very popular in the late 60s, the age of Aquarius. But the change in the age, the end of the age, it was just, you might say, the song was speaking about the future, which is today, which is now. I say to the Christian people in this audience, because you probably won't understand it, but the other people that are not Christian many times will understand Christ said that the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. The Christian people cannot see and don't understand the sign of the times. They don't see that we're really in the last decade, because talk of a new global digital system, talk now by China and Russia, the doomsday clock, these intelligent individuals, the thinkers, the deep thinkers of the world are saying that we are going to world war. They can see it. They understand it. We see what's happening. Do you think that the unipolar West is going to back down until Russia is destroyed completely? No. The reason they won't back down is because Russia is in the way of the globalist plans, the Luciferian plans for this planet. They're not going to back down. You know, one thing, remember when Vladimir Putin handed the basketball to Donald Trump, or the soccer ball to Donald Trump when Donald Trump was in the presidency? That was a sign that Vladimir Putin knew and was telling Donald Trump, Donald, I know that your war is not with the Democrats. It's with the globalists, the Luciferians, the devil worshipers of this society, of America, and of the world in the Western European nations. I know, Donald, that you are at war with these individuals just like I am. And right now, Donald, the soccer ball is in your court. And Donald Trump did what he could do for that first 4 years. But guess what? The soccer ball is now once again in the hands of Vladimir Putin. This war is a spiritual war against the Luciferian globalist agenda, the secret societies of this world that work together, this cabal of devil worshipers. And the devil worshipers, their tool of choice right now, the area of choice is Ukraine, and the person that is carrying out their plans, like America used Adolf Hitler to carry out its plans in World War II, and how England used Adolf Hitler to carry out those plans. Guess what? America right now is using, again, a Nazi to cause conflict, to provoke Russia, to hopefully get Russia to respond in a negative way, and then America will be justified in all-out invasion. Well, again, I told you that only God, He's the one that is going to be the individual to punish Russia when He determines, not when the United States, the UN, any other nations, they don't get to determine. God will determine. Now, with these tanks, they're not going to be delivered for about 6 months to a year. So, again, we talk big. We really, we talk a good game here in this country. But logically speaking, that's all we can do. Biden talks a good game. He, whatever's on that teleprompter, he tries to read it correctly. And he doesn't. We cannot get those tanks into Ukraine. So you know what Russia's going to, 6 months out. So you know what Russia's going to do? Big faux pas on the side of the globalist West. Because now Russia is going to up the attacks, up the pressure. And the pressure is not going to stop. Eventually, the European nations are going to realize that what they have done is they've continued to put themselves in a tank of acid. It's not going to be good. Now, concerning those tanks, here's what happened here. There's a Konstantin Gavrilov. He's the head of the Russian delegation to the Vienna negotiations on military security and arms control. He just warned the world, quote, "We know that the Leopard 2 tanks, as well as the Bradley and Martyr armored fighting vehicles, can use depleted uranium shells, which can contaminate terrain, just like it happened in Yugoslavia and in Iraq. If Kiev were to be supplied with such munitions for the use in Western heavy military hardware, we would regard it as the use of dirty nuclear bombs against Russia with all the consequences that entails. So, this is what they do. This is, I remember reading maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, we were using depleted uranium, not just in Iraq, but I believe also in Afghanistan. You see, there's all this extra depleted uranium laying around. Well, the American people, we get up in arms whenever there's a shipment of anything nuclear taken across country on a train. So America, we have to hide it. Well, we don't want to bury it. Why bury it when we can use it as a weapon against other nations, against other people? I remember seeing this one, this was like in 2000, 2002, June the 5th at 4:05. Well, somewhere around there, it was early summer, but late fall, late spring, early summer. There was a family, I believe it was in Iraq, and they had mom and dad and little Johnny and little Susie. And then they had the little baby, little Agnes. And little Agnes was emaciated, skinny, whereas the other family members were healthy. That little child had been contaminated with uranium from the dirty bullets. Uranium depleted bullets. We'll be back.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. Back in the US, back in the
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Now, another thing, there are so many things that, Russia is building an army of robot weapons, and China's AI tech is helping. Remember maybe a month and a half ago I did a little program, one of the programs, 2 months maybe. Henry Kissinger said that coming battles will be fought by AI. This was Henry Kissinger, will be fought by AI. And Russia, I saw a little video on the tanks that Russia, or the robots that Russia is building. These things are like the Terminator. I mean, these things are really not, they're frightening. They don't make you happy. A little child will have nightmares for like ever. They don't need a demon. These things walk, they move, they are big. Now, Terminator-like liquid robots, robot liquefies, I'm sorry, dailymail.co.uk, Terminator-like robot liquefies to escape a cage and then reforms. Remember Terminator number 2, where you had that creature that was made out of this liquid metal and he walked right through the bars? Well, I looked at the video. I watched it last night. I was shocked. It has a little tiny thing. It's maybe 3 inches high, like a little robot, kind of square. The thing is standing in front of these bars, and it won't go through the bars. Now, don't ask me how it did it, but it liquefied, and it rolled forward through the bars, and then began to reassemble on the other side of the bar, just like in the Terminator. So, Terminator 2 comes alive, shape-shifting robot liquefies to escape a cage, then reforms into its original shape, just like the scene in the 1999 film. They designed a robot that can change between liquid and solid stages. A video shows a solid robot in a cage that liquefies to escape, then reforms. I saw it. I couldn't believe it. So, in this Judgment Day 2, the T-1000 liquefies himself to walk through metal bars. It was a sci-fi. No, it's not sci-fi anymore. What did it say in the book of Genesis? If man is one, if collective man or a group within the societies are one, whatever they imagine to do, they can do it. Even if they imagine to break into God, like thieves, to break into the third heaven where God himself resides, into his eternal palace or his eternal heaven that is uncontaminated by the universe or the fall of the devil, of Satan, of Lucifer, then if man wants to go into the realm where God dwells, the realm of the holy angels, it is possible. This is what they were building in the book of Genesis when they were building this tower to reach into heaven. Well, if they are one in their plans, they can do it. And this is why God said, let's confuse their languages. Let's confuse them so they can't communicate. Well, they're doing it again. I've talked to you about this before in previous programs over the last 3-4 years. The CERN in Switzerland / France, that is the tool that Antichrist is going to use to try to get into the throne room of Almighty God and declare himself to be God. It says that he will ascend, and he will be as God, he will be above God, and he will basically dwell in God's perfect heaven. CERN. This is what mankind is attempting to do, to be one, to break into the throne room of Almighty God. It won't happen. Before that, Christ will come and destroy them all. Okay, now, while the team does not see the innovation threatening humanity, I promise you, it will be used to threaten humanity. You can put this thing at the front of a door. I don't know if you can program it. I don't know how the thing thinks. I have no idea. But They don't see that this innovation is going to be threatening to humanity like in the Terminator movie. They foresee it moving foreign objects from the body or delivering drugs on demand. Oh, dear God, they're going to put it inside of you. They're going to put it inside of you and remove something from your body, like your brain. Well, I'm out there a little bit too much, I guess. As well as being able to shape shift, the engineers say their robots are magnetic and can also conduct electricity. They were tested in obstacle courses of mobility and shape morphing. The terrifying dystopia of shape-shifting mental assassins seen in Terminator 2 may not have been as far-fetched as once thought. Researchers from China created droplets of liquids, which I saw this little video also, liquid metal, that move through obstacle courses and Petri dishes by eating flakes of aluminum. Well, maybe you could put that injected into a person's body, and that will go through the whole system and eat all the aluminum in the body, and then you can excrete it somehow. Maybe you can tell it to meet you on the tip of your little finger in about 2 days, and they can just take it out. Team leader Dr. Cheng Feng Pan explained traditional robots are hard-bodied and stiff. These robots are soft, and they have the opposite problem. They're flexible but weak. We'll be back with Rodriguez.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
So according to the article, these are soft robots. They're flexible, but they're weak. Their movements are difficult to control. Hey, just the fact that you could take one of these things and it melts down and goes through bars to escape a cage and then reforms, that in itself is will give you nightmares. It giving the robots the ability to switch between liquid and solid state endows them with more functionality, said Pan. Senior author Professor Michael Majetti, a mechanical engineer at Carnegie Mellon University in Canada, said, the magnetic particles here have two roles. One is they make the material responsive to an alternating magnetic field, so you can, through induction, heat up the material and cause the phase changes. But the magnetic particles also give the robot mobility and the ability to move in response to the magnetic field. He explained that the process is in control to existing phase-shifting materials that rely on heat guns, electrical currents, or other external heat sources to induce solid-to-liquid transformation. So you don't want to pick this stuff up. It'll burn you. So anyhow, if man is one, whatever he is in agreement to do, the Bible, the principle in the Scripture, is he can do it. God said that if man is one, whatever they decide, whatever they determine, whatever they imagine to do, they can do it. Now, they have imagined to destroy all of humanity, to destroy the planet, to destroy the beasts in the field, everything that, as we understand it, lives in the air, on the ground, in the oceans, to destroy it all. And if they are one in that, they can do it. But in Psalm chapter 2, the Lord said that what he will do is he will, he will disturb their plans and he will laugh at them. They want to be God. They want to break into his eternal home. Well, he'll laugh at them. And he's going to have them in their mind. They will be unable to see clearly. They will not be able to think. They'll have a mind that is broken. A broken mind, a mind that just doesn't reason properly. But the only thing they can they unify on or be one on is doing as much evil as they can before the Lord Jesus returns a second time. The Jewish people will stay blind. They don't know Christ. They don't want to know who Christ is. As far as they're concerned, he didn't come. Well, it's all right. The Lord said there would be a blindness. The Apostle Paul said that God will allow them to have a blindness on their mind, to not see until their Messiah returns or till their Messiah comes. And when he comes, their eyes will be open, and the grief, individually, each person will weep standing uncontrollably because they will realize they missed their Messiah the first time because of the religious world that has deceived them, and the religious world within Christianity, those that are the hirelings, have been deceiving the Christians in this nation for over 50 plus years, especially. Well, that's it for today. Rick Rodriguez. And make sure that you put tight screen around your house because that little liquefied robot will come through to get you. Talk to you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hi there, it's Kathy from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. I have a maintenance tip to keep your dryer in tip-top shape. Having good clearance in the back, not allowing the vent to be kinked, and check your outside vent for hot and heavy airflow. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.